Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
They can take it down, call the timeout, snap and sit on it, and get out of here with their second win of the year and the second win in the career of Cam Ward.
Can you take it down to 1 second, call the timeout?
Well, the headline was about defense and Myles Garrett coming in, but the rookie quarterbacks put on quite a show as 1 second remains. And it's officially over, 31-28. Browns fall short. Titans get their second victory of the season.
I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man. It's bad. It's bad.
So you're not going out?
No. No going out in Cleveland, man. It's all factories.
Do you regret anything that you said about Cleveland?
Not at all. You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
Have you ever been booed as much in your life?
I was booed a lot. My whole life I've been booed. College, I was getting booed a lot. Boston, they don't like me over there. And they don't like me over here either. It's okay. I have my friends. I don't care.
It's not the first of the month, but the Bears and the Browns are playing. Do you think Cleveland's cool? I've never heard anyone say they were going on vacation in Cleveland.
I forgot that was to Joe Cowley, Mr. Ohio or Western Pennsylvania or whatever the hell he is. Anyway, so like Joakim knows that Joe has a fondness for Cleveland when he's saying that. You think Cleveland's cool? You like Cleveland? Nobody does.
I've actually had a pretty good time every time I've gone to Cleveland.
That doesn't fit with the segment.
Sorry.
So thanks for your call.
Sorry. My bad.
No, me too, actually.
I hung out on the campus of Case Reserve. And
oh, God. I didn't do that. But, like, the Cubs won a World Series there.
Now, how about that?
That was a really cool couple of days.
Remember that time?
I remember that time.
They won a World Series.
Cool bars near there, right in that little section.
I actually, for Urlacher's Hall of Fame induction, because Canton is very small, and there were a lot of Chicagoans who went, And Mitch in NBC Sports Chicago was like, do you want to go to Canton? I was like, yes, I should probably go do that. I stayed in Cleveland and then drove to Canton.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, I mean, look, there's options, you know. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has some stuff. There's some stuff I don't like about that. But that's,
it has Terry Hemmert.
It does. I like that. I like that it has Terry Hemmert. But
It's actually a great culinary scene there in Cleveland, too. It's a really good restaurant town. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
Tanny, that also doesn't fit.
You think Cleveland's cool?
Yeah. I do.
Oh, no.
Sports talk radio guy. Cleveland is the best city in America.
Here's the thing. When you think about the Bears and the Browns, okay, there's some stuff in recent memory that is just freaking grim. Like the last time the Bears played the Browns in 2023, Joe Flacco threw for 374 yards.
Yeah, remember who was the defensive tackle that they had in coverage? Was that Bill?
It's Big Bill.
It was Big Bill,
right?
It's
Andrew Billings in coverage on David Njoku, the tight end, as he's running a crossing pattern and just leaves Big Bill in the dust. And we're all like, what the hell, man?
David Njoku is another one of those guys you're like, wow, if I could draw up what I'd like to look like.
100%.
I'd like to look like
that.
Yeah,
I'd like to have that guy's body and hair. And everything. And
something about Flacco that I miss.
And in that game, when Joe Flacco was 11 for 13 in the fourth quarter, Darnell Mooney had a Hail Mary fall into his lap as he was laying on the ground and it bounced out of his hands. You remember that?
Yes.
Last play of the game.
So on ESPN, when Kimberly Martin is on, they do like a whole thing of like,
but when
she's on there,
did I do it right?
Her face being surprised is from that game.
It's from the Darnell Mooney.
She was there on the sideline watching it.
That's funny.
So they have a whole segment of Would You Be Surprised?
Yeah.
And they use her face from that game to illustrate surprise.
Maybe you want to go back to 2021 when Justin Fields played there. And
I don't want to go. I had almost erased. That's the 9-sack game, right?
9 sacks, 15 quarterback hits. They left Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney unhelped upon. The Bears offense totaled 47 yards that day. 47 yards. They lost 26-6. And it was so obvious that Nagy and Fields as a combo was just a hideous thing that wasn't going to work. So those are the last two times the Bears have played the Browns, okay? And then there's just the Browns stuff on their own. The Deshaun Watson contract.
He's on the clock now, right?
Hasn't
he now opened his 21-day window
to
return?
It is open, yes.
He's technically available. He's still on their payroll. It's one of the most loathsome contracts.
And people
in NFL history. They were desperate. You know why they were desperate? Because they were undergoing a quarterback drought like no other organization in sports.
No, not like no other organization.
None.
The Bears were right there with them.
Listen to this. Since 1999, the Bears have used 30 quarterbacks. Okay.
That's too many.
Commanders have used 28.
How many of the Packers used?
I don't know.
Two.
But I can tell you how many the Browns have. Yeah, Packers have used what? Four.
Didn't you have Luckman?
Since 1999, the Cleveland Browns have used 42 different quarterbacks. 42, which is part of the desperation that gives them Deshaun Watson in the first place.
But to then give him the first fully guaranteed contract was absurd. And then he's a nasty man.
Yes.
And then there's that part of it. And he's still on your roster. And you're opening a window to have him come back and be your starter again.
Uh-huh. And then how about the short-term stuff that's going on with Kevin Stefanski and Shedeur Sanders? Like, Stefanski didn't even use Shedeur Sanders on the two-point conversion. He supposedly has not even wanted to give Shedeur a shot. He went through a Dylan Gabriel phase, which was dink. I heard Big Z calling it this morning. Dink one way, dink the other way, dink back the other way, and then quit. Like, that's what your offense was. And now he's like begrudgingly giving Shedeur a shot in what's probably the last four games of Kevin Stefanski's Browns career. It is ugly, passive-aggressive BS between coach and quarterback right now.
Well, I also think it's between coach and GM or coach and ownership. I can't quite figure out who was the fan of Shedeur, but someone was. I think it was the GM. Someone was a fan of Shedeur, and if you're a fan of him, if you... Let's say that you had a second round grade on Shedeur. Let's say that you're like, no, the second round sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the fifth round and you're like, he's still there. We could just take him now. Like the if you're looking at it from strictly a draft value standpoint, you have to take him. Now, your coach should be a part of that decision making.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Because
he's going to have to coach and make correct. The decisions on this stuff from the week to week.
But the way that Kevin Stefanski has acted with this is bizarre.
Yeah.
And if you don't want him, then convince your GM to cut him or trade him, because there were people who were interested around the trade deadline of trading for Shador. But if your alternative is a guy that probably shouldn't have been drafted just on measurables alone.
Yeah.
In Dylan Gabriel. Like, Dylan Gabriel strikes me as the type of player that could end up on your roster because he works hard and he's accurate enough and he's a nice enough kid. But as someone who was undrafted, not as someone that you're like, let's see what he has. No. The pecking order should have been, if you were going to do all of this, They had Tyrod, right, at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, they had Tyrod and Flacco.
I'm sorry, Tyrod. His name is pronounced Tyrod. We need to start doing that more correctly. But they had Tyrod, and they traded him, so you bring in Flacco. If the Flacco thing wasn't going to work for you, then the next thing should have been Shador. And you should have done it. Just so you know, now they'll tell you that they have enough games now and will have enough games at the end of the season to make a decision on what to do, because they'll end up in a good spot to draft.
It's barely true, though. Of course it is. Even if it's remotely enough games in their mind, they're kidding themselves. It takes a lot more games than that. By the way, it was Justin Jones in coverage, not Andrew Billings. So apologies to Justin Jones and his family for not mentioning that embarrassment correctly. It was Justin Jones. And we'd like to apologize. We here at Turn the Page Industries. Here's the other thing, though. This is not even the real Browns franchise. It's not.
We're doing this now?
In 1995, Art Modell took the team and he left.
Mayflower Trucking.
But he went to Baltimore and just freaking took off. And then 4 years later, they're given another organization, and now they have to lie and pretend that they're actually still the Cleveland Browns, and they're not. The Ravens are the Cleveland Browns. And everybody knows it's a fake franchise, and the NFL gods are not allowing this new fake Cleveland Browns franchise to win. They've been terrible. In 26 years, they have 4 winning seasons.
Oh.
4 winning seasons. They've gone 17 straight years without making the playoffs at one point. You know, they've made them about the last 5-6 years a couple times. but they went 17 straight years at one point. You remember how bad they were under Hugh Jackson? That guy had a huge accent. They, from 2016 and 2017, they went 1-31.
That's not good.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
I think we are.
The
we are
Hugh
laughing.
Jackson Todd Haley feud on Hard Knocks was, oh my gosh. It was must-see cinema.
Look at all these negative vibes, man. Just everywhere. They went 0-16. In 2017, they went through a whole season without winning a game. Thank God we're not Cleveland Browns fans, is what I'm left with.
Well, it's good that we're now in a place where we can look down our noses at Cleveland. Because
negative vibes.
Yeah, just everywhere.
I mean, turn the clock back 1 year. Turn it back 1 year. And there's Matt Eberflus being fired. There's, hey, well, they got this interim coach guy. Maybe something good will happen.
Yeah, I don't want to hear how bad it is. How many nationally televised embarrassments have the Cleveland Browns had? Not many, because they're not on those island games like we are. So I don't want to hear it. Who cares?
The Bears could end up in three island games to end the season.
Saturday night with Green Bay is. The Niners is Sunday night.
And then week 18, with which Detroit? Is still up in the air. But there's a lot of different. There's a lot of games that might mean something in that final spot.
Yeah.
But the Bears-Lions could be one of them.
Tanny, you're right. The Bears have been in a sweet spot for national embarrassment where, like, you're big enough and maybe even people think you might be decent enough as a big market that they give you a lot of those island games and then you're terrible and then you're embarrassed.
It doesn't matter how bad the Bears are. Bears fans show up to watch those games, even if they're hate watching. They're watching, and NBC and ESPN and CBS and Prime know that, which is why they always end up with at least one on each.
This is where I got with the Cleveland Browns. It's like you mentioned the fans. If there's one thing that I can admire, they got a lot of fans that stick with them. Like the Dog Pound. The Dog Pound is hardcore. Like I can't hate on the Dog Pound. I can't hate on those people. Just,
well, Snoop would be mad if you did.
Yeah, well, there you go. But being insane football fans that dress up and have absurd fun, even when their team sucks.
I don't know how much fun they're having. I mean,
they try in the East End Zone at Cleveland Stadium.
They do, and I don't want to say they deserve anything, but. Those fans, it does stink for them to have to deal. Like, this season alone, where the fan base is kind of like, hey, could you just play Shedeur Sanders to see if he actually might be good? Like, I know you don't like him, but why does he have a uniform then? Play him. And I think that there has been incremental growth in every game that he's played. And obviously, it popped this past week against Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that we are going to see DA get after him a little bit. And I do wonder, because isn't Tom Brady like his de facto godfather? And DA always gave Tom fits, not Pat Fitzgerald, but fits on the field.
Yeah, Dennis Allen was a horrible matchup for Tom Brady. Tom Brady is Shedeur Sanders' godfather?
De facto godfather. Like that's the guy that Prime would have him talk to, and he's been working with Shedeur in one capacity or another since Shedeur was at Jackson State. So there was a feeling that Tom would take Shedeur with the Raiders. And so when he didn't, everyone was like, oh, that's not good. That the team that needs a quarterback that is partially owned by the guy who's been with Shedeur since he was a teenager, not interested in taking Shedeur. That's a red flag.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's. I don't expect Shedeur to play well. I don't. I expect Dennis Allen to go after him, and for it to be problematic. Up here, the way the Bears' defense has been opportunistic, and you know, here on the road, with it's going to be a very cold day, I'll be surprised if Shedeur plays well.
It's not great.
It's not like, a good matchup for him.
Well, I mean, Shedeur overall has not been great, but he's been okay for a young guy that's starting. It's been like okay because he's been getting a lot of run after catch. That's been part of it. this last game against Tennessee is the first time where it felt like it's more than that. It's him making anticipatory throws and stuff like that. This felt better. But for the season, it's 52% completion.
Yeah.
5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions for Shador. But this last game, he was great. Average yards per attempt, over 9 for him last week. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he had a good game. That's his best game by far so far. It'll be interesting. I'm glad that the Bears are not anymore in a spot where you feel like you have a kinship with either the Jets or the Browns. You know, in the quarterback tradition. You know, like, because all of those franchises have had the guy who wears the jersey with all of the names of the different quarterbacks on the back. If we were playing categories today, there would have been a Cleveland Browns quarterback category just for us to muck our way through.
Cody Kessler.
There you go. Derek Anderson. That's their last Pro Bowler. Is Derek Anderson the last Pro Bowl quarterback?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.